Joining us with the latest on the wrangling in Congress is Bob Cusack, managing editor of The Hill newspaper. Bob, great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom and Jared.
All right, so what's going on here? It sounds like they are just having looked at the president's budget proposal, saying that's nice, and moving on.
That's right. They're crafting their own budget. And this is really an election year document because they want to pass a bill. House Republicans have been criticizing Senate Democrats for not passing a budget. But the dilemma is they need to get the votes. And last year in the debt limit deal, they set out parameters. This was a bipartisan deal. And that was at a level of $1.047 trillion. Now, conservatives want that lower, closer to $1 trillion. So we have a battle here between conservatives in the House and Republican appropriators who are going to have to take this budget and put it into practice to set parameters for federal agencies. And what they say is, unless you give us more money, we're not going to be able to pass those individual bills, and it's going to be very embarrassing in an election year. Now, the appropriations process is a bit dysfunctional over the last several years where we've had omnibus bills, big bills at the end of the year. But this is a major problem because if they can't pass a budget by April 15th, which is the deadline, this could be a major blow for the GOP.
And Bob, do we know with any granular detail whether these new lower caps would be across the board in every account, basically? And I'm wondering particularly if they would lower caps on defense spending as well.
No, I don't think it would be defense spending. I mean, that's what they're discussing behind closed doors. House Republicans, we talked to them, a couple of them yesterday. They're trying to get some type of consensus. But defense spending is not on the table because they know they would lose votes that way. And budgets that are passed in the House, they're always partisan. Whether it's the Democrats who run the House, the Republicans, they have to pass it on their own. For an example, only four Republicans voted against the Republican budget last year, and all Democrats voted no. So Republicans are going to have to do the heavy lifting here, and they know that if they cut defense spending, then they're going to lose some votes. So I think it's going to be more, whether it's Labor Department or HHS, those type of agencies that could take a hit. But they have discussed also in previous years and months that maybe let's just do this across the board and exempt defense spending.
We're speaking with Bob Cusack, the managing editor of The Hill newspaper. And I guess this sounds like a pipe dream, such as nuclear fusion or moving to condos on Mars or something. But is anybody talking about reform of the entitlements that are really two-thirds of the budget and where the fiscal danger lies in the long run?
Amazingly, in this election year, yes, Tom, there have been discussions, not with the leaders of the parties, but with rank-and-file members, the lawmakers that are in the background. They have been discussing trying to put in the so-called Gang of Six plan that would be a massive bipartisan plan. Now, this has been a plan that has been approached and talked about a lot, but it has never been put into bill language. And Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, has said all that talk is nice about the Gang of Six plan, which would attack entitlement spending in a way that some Democrats would agree with. But he says, I need to see bill language. So both in the House and the Senate, behind the scenes, there is a big effort to try to come up with bill language, probably not to pass this year, but setting it up for next year.
All right. So that's going to be something they put off until after the election. So if the April 15th deadline is not met, will then budget work all end up falling into a lame duck session sometime in the fall?
It could. It very well could. There's so much. I mean, they could pass extensions where they do continuing resolutions and push everything until the lame duck. But they've already got so much on the lame duck agenda, most notably the expiring Bush tax rates that they're going to have to either extend or expire or cut in half. So that's why the appropriators are saying, let's get some of these bills, pass them this year. But it's just so hard because Republicans, as well as Democrats, couldn't pass budget bills last year and ended up in kind of a overall spending mess. And it's probably not going to get better this year.
And let me ask you this. You've got an army of reporters that are all over the Hill every day. And looking at the schedule today, probably in the House, there were at least 15 budget hearings for different agencies, DOD and civilian. In the Senate, I would guess there were 8 or 9 big budget hearings. What do they talk about in those budget hearings? Because those are presumably recitations of the president's proposal for 2013. Does any of those hearing activities have anything to do with this negotiation for the House version of their budget?
Oh, well, not really, no. Most of the lawmakers who are asking questions at those hearings, they're picking out things that they're pet projects or they're critical of, whether it's Eric Holder at the Justice Department or Hillary Clinton, whether it's on its Syria. So they will pick out the issues that they want to talk about. But as far as crafting this budget resolution, very little has to do with it, the question and answer, because the difference between what Republicans want to put in their budget and what President Obama has proposed in his budget is like night and day.
So basically, federal managers, program people who have to think about what kinds of initiatives they need to launch in 2013 under what their proposals are, really can't do anything until who knows when.
Right. Now, they do have some guidance because of those caps that were agreed to in the debt limit. But that is as high as it's going to go, and it could go even lower, because while Congress has not been able to attack entitlement spending, they have made some minor reductions in discretionary spending. So those caps are going to remain in place, other than potentially the defense cuts that are coming in the sequestration process that was agreed to in the debt limit when the super committee failed. So those cuts would take place in January 2013, but I think that's going to be postponed. Something's going to happen where they're going to push off those cuts for at least 6 months or a year. But I would look at those spending caps that was agreed to last summer, but it's not going to go higher than that, that's for sure.
And if they go lower, and that is an effort that you mentioned, if the caps are decreased, is that an effort, do we know, that's being pushed primarily by Tea Party member rank-and-file type folks, or is Republican leadership behind that as well?
Well, that's a good question. It's both, really, but Republican leadership is most focused on what bill can pass. Now, the Tea Party lawmakers have expressed frustration that they have not made a major dent. If you look at overall government spending, they've not made a major dent in it because, as you mentioned, the entitlement spending has not been addressed. And they did attack defense spending, but really not that much when you look at the big picture. So the Tea Party lawmakers are saying, we need to make a statement. We need to have a contrast that is very sharp with the president. So we need to go very much lower. And House Republican leaders would like to do that, but they're in charge of running the House and governing, and they need 218 votes to pass anything. So they will go along with that, but they need the votes.